Now, as promised, we have interview with Helmut Meyer. Helmut Meyer is an award-winning South African musician as well as a scholar and teacher of the ancient Hebrew language. In 2015, Helmut was diagnosed with coronary artery disease, and having undergone 3 heart interventions over 4 years, he felt a need to tell his story of a broken heart in book form. His book, Fractal, A Tale of 3 Interventions, is a mix between non-fiction, philosophy and religion. Released this year, the book tells of Helmut's discovery of patterns and habits concerning the heart, working them into his journey with music, adventures and insights learned from the language and culture of ancient desert-dwelling nomads. Welcome to the show, Helmut. How are you today?
Hello, Yusra. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Is there anything you'd like to add to the bio?
Well, to be frank, no. It just feels you're saying too much here already. No. I'm a musician and I'm a mountaineer, and I've turned into a writer because of my health. And actually, my dream is just to be a singer-songwriter, and I'm living out my dream in a number of ways, playing a lot of music, making a lot of music and doing a lot of adventures. So no, I think the bio is good.
So you are a musician, songwriter and author. What do you enjoy the most?
This is a good one. I do enjoy music because it's quite kind of in my fiber. I've been making music all my life. It's almost, you know, the only way I spend my time when I'm not traveling and being in the mountains. But I lived in Israel in 2014, and I had a blog back then, and I remember that there was so many hits that year on my blog that one of my friends actually said to me, "Hey, why don't you consider actually writing?" And I said, "Oh, you know, I do enjoy the writing. I do enjoy telling stories and relaying information, but so this whole book writing experience was in a sense new, but in a sense, you know, it was coming."
Tell the listeners more about your book, Fractal, A Tale of 3 Interventions, as well as the single that goes along with it.
So Fractal was born, the idea, and I know day and date, the 2nd of August 2019.
Wow.
I had my third coronary artery intervention on the 1st of August 2019. And just 2 weeks prior to that, my internal doctor sat me down and he said to me, "Good news, bad news. Good news is you're going to live. Bad news is you can't continue living the way you do. You can't continue living such a stressful creative life. It's going to get the best of you." Anyway, fast forward to the operation. When I got in my car the next day driving home, I realized it was time to tell my story. Because right then at the time, I realized that a lot of people is struggling with what the doctor called a broken heart. You know, whether it be from romantic disappointments, whether it be from losing people, you know, to death, whether illness, whatever the case may be, people have broken hearts. So almost, you know, on the way back to Stellenbosch, I was already conjuring up the table of contents. And at first I thought it was going to take me 3 weeks to write the book. And then eventually I ended up spending 17 hectic months crafting this piece of work. But anyway, so the book itself is an autobiography on the one end, where I talk about patterns of how I got my heart broken, and then on the other end, I write a response from the ancient Hebrew worldview, how a pattern-like living of the ancient desert-dwelling nomads, actually, and God's introduction to make us whole again, where these two meet. So yeah, Fractal is literally an autobiography meets the ancient Hebrew language.
Wow. So how did you actually feel when the doctor broke the news to you?
It was a little bit of a shock, but there was a definite, almost relief, as if I subconsciously knew something had to change. And him, you know, articulating that wasn't only a shock, it was also almost, wow. He was actually giving me some kind of good news. And then it did alter everything. So, exactly 2 years later now. And so much have changed. Prior to COVID, but...
Yeah.
The whole world has changed, but yeah.
So what were some challenges that you faced while writing the book?
My personality was a challenge because I like starting things, but finishing things
is
very tedious for me. So that's why I said I thought if I'd sit down and I spend 2 weeks, I'd write the book. But then I realized, if you really want to do something that is worth reading, you know, you gotta go all the way. You gotta walk the extra mile. So the toughest thing, two tough things. One was really to get a good job done, and the other thing is, if you tell your own story, you're confronted with the truth in a way that I think very few people, you know, ever stop and stare at their own lives. So it was therapeutic, but it was also confrontational to dig into my own story.
Yeah, I know, like, a couple of times I used to, like, write short stories or things like that, and I always, like, used to start it, like, one or two chapters, and then
you lose steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to start, but, you know, to...
Yeah, it's not like the ideas ran out. It was just, like, sometimes you get the spark, and then other times you just, you know, don't know where it goes.
Yeah, you know the expression writer's block, that it's super real. You know, you sit down to say something and it's not that you're not inspired.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so tricky sometimes to formulate it's already there, the spark is there, but to put it out in a sentence that actually reads well.
Yeah.
Not just feels good to say it, but it reads well. Mm-hmm. So it was that kind of loop. And being a record producer myself, I also tend to want to write in the way I anticipate people would read it, not the way I want to say it. Because it's different. You know, people must pick up the book and say, wow, this is a good read. Not, I hope he enjoyed telling his story. You know, like any good song, I believe, is the same.
So if there is anything you want the readers to take from the book, what would that be?
Well, okay, so I think my audience is necessarily more of a believing audience. So for a believing audience, I would love to introduce the concept that I think we all have patterns and themes in our life that's worth unpacking and exploring. But in the same breath, I want to say I think there's an invitation for us to get well, not necessarily on our own terms, but on better terms. So that is something I would hope anybody reading the book would feel. But I think because there's a lot of traveling and a lot of history and a lot of background to the ancient Hebrew worldview, I think it is an interesting read even for non-believers. And they might take something else out of it, you know, maybe some more interesting factual stuff from the land of Canaan and the people we can now call Israel. So, yeah.
And where can we actually get the copy of the book and the single that goes along with it?
Okay, sorry, I had to answer you on the single. The single Sync, is an Afrikaans single, is irrelated to the book, but actually completely related on another level. Sync is a song I've recently released, an 80s synth pop Afrikaans single that just really gives lyrics to where I believe the world is. I mean, most people now feel like they're sinking. You know, and I think we're very often so afraid to say that we're sinking that we want to, you know, put a little spiritual sauce over everything and almost answer ourselves with run-of-the-mill commentary on everything. Sink is just saying we're sinking. I'm sinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the song was born long ago, actually. It's irrelated to the book, actually. But when my publicist heard the song, she said, we should put this out because people really feel like they're sinking.
Mm-hmm.
So Sync is available on all digital platforms on the internet, every major streaming and purchasing platform. People know Apple and Deezer and Spotify.
Yeah, all of those.
And the book, I'm published in America, but in South Africa I use Take A Lot. It's the cheapest, it's the quickest. So yeah, if anybody's interested in a very different read, just the Helmut Mayer Fractal on Take A Lot and you'll be there.
Okay, so do you actually plan on writing more books?
I indeed do, and I am already writing another book. But now my writing is going to be much more in the direction of the Hebrew worldview. So I can't say it on air yet, but I'm writing a book that I'm kind of feeling is my life's work. So I'm giving myself a couple of years for that, doing all my research now. But yeah, full of the buck has bitten. Yeah.
And any new singles?
Not of my own right now. I'm composing and doing a lot of stuff for my company, but I'm also on a kind of a sabbatical. So, but you know, then again, 6 weeks ago, Sync wasn't born yet, so who knows?
Yeah, it's quite new.
So let's see.
And then since our show is mainly about literature and children's literature, what would you say was one of your favorite childhood books?
Oh my word, childhood books. This is a good question. This is actually the very first time anybody's ever asked me that. I don't know. When I actually wasn't that much of a reader when I was young, to be frank. But at school, I started reading, and I was immediately interested in philosophy, and you know, and fantasy and philosophy, like Tolkien stuff and C.S. Lewis. You know, when I became a believer, I was just obsessed with the Bible. And these days, I read difficult books about the faith. I like complex reads.
Yeah. And now, like getting back to the song, you said that. And I know it is true. Many people don't want to admit that they are sinking. So is there any message of hope you have to them if they're going through a difficult time?
Yusra, in the song, I use a lyric that says, like, it was sinking, but if somebody would reach out and pull me out, it would change the story. Now, there's various ways. Again, you can make with that what you want. But I believe that a little bit of hope in sink is, in my opinion, we need God more than ever in these times. I mean, we can say we need all sorts of things. A lot of people believe we need the vaccine. Other people believe this and that. But I believe at the end of the day, we're in big trouble if we're not going to have real hope. So for me, real hope is we got to be able to find some form of reliance that's solid.
Wow, that's very inspiring. And also, I really enjoyed the interview. It's so nice to hear that you're doing music as well as book writing. So that must be a lot to juggle. But yeah, it was really nice to chat to you.
Thank you, Yusra. And thank you for having me in studio.